I'm not entirely sure I heard all of that question, right? But part of it was to do with, I think, tampering with signatures. We just stand on the shoulders of asymmetric key cryptography, which we don't invent. That's how digital signatures work. I think what's behind your question, though, is how do I trust that signature? And particularly that goes to cross-border identity, right? So you're not really, assuming the technology of the signature is trustworthy, it's not the signature you're trusting, it's the identity registration process behind the registrar that supports it, right? So the question for Europe economy, for example, about whether I trust this identity from a digital product passport is issued in Australia is, do I trust the Australian Tax Office's business registration process? Not so much, do I trust the maths behind it, cryptography? And so if you do, then you accept it. If you don't, you don't. It's up to the verifier. Yeah, we've got to stop. Yeah. So thank you, everyone.